Are you ready to let God's word speak through you today and become a watchman to your own people? God has strategically placed you in your workplace to be bold and live an active faith led by the word of God. You are sent to your own people. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Now, sometimes people say, why do you have two websites? Well, one, FPIW.org is for our educational purposes, and FPIWaction.org is for our action in the public square, like registering your position and information on contacting your legislators, those kind of things. Hey, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to like, share, subscribe, push pray if you're in the Washington Defender huddle, and you can pray with us at the end, or you can place this in your huddle at the Washington Defender app, and that would be a great time to connect with people, because what we're doing is we're changing our hearts by daily getting into God's word, and hopefully we know by the power of the Holy Spirit that will change the public square. And so we're trying to prepare you for each and every day as we go into it. Today is Old Testament Tuesday. It's one of my favorite days, and we have been going through the book of Ezekiel. So we're on Ezekiel chapter 3. These tend to be a little bit longer, but I would encourage you to stick with us and throughout the whole show today. So here we are in Ezekiel chapter 3, and it says, the title of this is Speak to Your Own People. Who are your people? Then he said to me, son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he fed me the scroll. He said to me, son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with this scroll, which I am giving you. Then I ate it and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. So think about this. God is feeding us the word of God each and every day. Your own people, God is putting his words into you through the word of God today, that you may speak to your own people, you may somehow have a relationship with your own people, and that you can step out in newness of life with your own people. Now, we know that this is specifically writing to Ezekiel, and he's telling them, you have a plan, that God has a plan for your life, and he's telling them that he's going to put his words into him as a prophet. So I'm not saying we're all prophets. I'm not saying that we are all, as we go into this, that we are all like Ezekiel, but we can learn from Ezekiel and learn from God's word together. Then he said to me, son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them, for you are not being sent to a people of unintelligible speech or difficult language, but to the house of Israel. Did you see that? Verse 5, he's saying, I'm sending Ezekiel to your own people. And sometimes we think about our mission field as being, you know, around the world, we got to learn a new language, or in a different country. And God is saying to Ezekiel, I'm sending you, you're in exile, you're in a place of Babylon that is a foreign place, but I'm sending you to your own people to speak to them and to speak the words of God to them, nor to many peoples of unintelligible speech or difficult language whose words you cannot understand. But I sent you to them who should listen to you. Yet the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, since they are not willing to listen to me. Surely the whole house of Israel is stubborn and obstinate. So think about this today. God has called you to your people. And sometimes we think, how can I go? I mean, what am I going to do? What if they're stubborn and obstinate people? And I want to encourage you that God has a plan for you today, and he is sending you to your own people. The language that he's given you, many of you will be English. Some of you may be Spanish. Some of you may be German or Russian. I don't know what language it is, but whatever that language is, God has given it to you so that you may speak to your own people. He wants you to use this powerfully and mighty. You are like a missionary sent out today into the public square to do something that's pleasing to God. And so, behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them or be dismayed before them, though they are a rebellious house. You are sent to your own people. Don't be afraid of them. God's giving you the same look. God's giving you the same forehead. God's giving you the same personalities in a lot of cases. And he says, I don't want you to be afraid of them. It's your own people. And this is who I've prepared you to speak to. you have a special calling at that workplace today, that God wants to show up and do something amazing in your midst. And it's if we have eyes to see and ears to hear the word of God that we will be able to begin to minister to them as we go. Verse 10, moreover, he said to them, son of man, take into your heart all my words, which I will speak to you, and listen closely. Your own people, you got to bring that word of God in and give them words of encouragement of who God is, and really share with them the whole counsel of God, that God is love, but God is also a righteous judge. And allow them to hear the word of God and listen closely to what God is prompting to you. Sometimes God will, in certain ways, just prompt a Bible verse at that smoke break that you might want to share with someone. Or maybe it's a prayer. Or maybe, I don't know what God's going to do, but it's to your own people. Take God's word into your heart and listen closely to it. Maybe it's this word today that you are going to step out in courage and boldness to proclaim the very word of God. He says, go to the exiles, to the sons of your people, and speak to them, and tell them whether they listen or not. Thus saith the Lord God. Now, if you've gone through some of our Old Testament Tuesdays on Ezekiel, you will know that a repeated theme to Ezekiel is you're going to speak to them whether they listen or not. Many in America right now, if that's where you happen to be, are not willing to listen, but we have to be obedient to what God has spoken to us through his word and speak that whether they listen or not. You have people that God has entrusted to you to share the word of God with, and I want to encourage you to step out and do that today. Verse 12, then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in his place. And I heard the sound of the wings of the living beings touching one another, and the sound of the wheels beside them, even a great rumbling sound. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went embittered in rage of my spirit, and the hand of the Lord was strong on me. You are sent out by the Spirit of the living God. I want to be clear about this. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you become a new creation, the Holy Spirit enters into you. And what we want to do on a daily basis is allow the Holy Spirit to flow out of us in wisdom, in insight, in direction, in ways that we discern things in the public square, that we may step out and share the love of Christ with others and show the compassion of Christ to those around us. Why? Because the hand of the Lord is on us in a strong way. Today, I want to ask that you ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what can I do today? How can I share you with others today? What part of the word of God do you want me to share? Then I came to the exiles who lived beside the river in Shabar at Telabab, and I sat there 7 days where they were living, causing consternation among them. At that end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. You are sent as a watchman. Do you realize that in the public square, that if you don't speak up as a watchman, the things that God is showing you as discernment, those areas over our kids, if you're silent about that, that the warning will not go out. God has strategically placed you. Maybe you're an electrician and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do? Well, when the insanity is going out, God has placed you as a watchman to bring back what God would have you to share. Maybe you're an educator and you're hearing all the policies through the school system that are just absolutely insane and crazy that will harm our children. Be a watchman or a watchwoman on the wall. Be willing to be brave and speak up and share the truth of what God would like to do. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way, then he may live. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity. So he's beginning to say, hey, watchman, I'm going to speak to the wicked around you, and they're going to die. But there's an interesting part here where it says, but his blood I will require at your hands. Now, I know this is Old Testament. I know ultimately every knee will bow, that it's God's ultimate responsibility to share himself to all of humanity and mankind. But I also know that he's working in harmony with us, and he has strategically placed us to be that person who warns others around us. And so I just pray that you'll have great courage today to give the warning that God would have. Because if not, this says the blood will be required of you on your hands. And I don't know how strong that is. I don't know how set that is. I do know that you are placed right where God wants you to be today, and that you can walk in that very thing. To your own people, if you do not warn him, his blood I will require at your hands. Yet, if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn back from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. And that's all the same. So the wicked is going to die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself. We don't think about this often, that there's this relationship between those that we're in contact with and in the public square and our responsibility to be a watchman or a watchwoman and to stand in that place where we can say, hey, I want to tell you something. This is not a good direction. I want to give you a warning. And I've seen this in my own life where I'm working with reporters or speaking to those around me, and there's just a direct and kind way to say, I love people, therefore I'm going to tell you the truth. And so it says this to your own people, you do warn them, you have delivered yourself. So we need, if you do warn them, you're going to deliver yourself. Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him, he will die, since you have not warned him. He shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds, which has done, shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require of you. So now, he's talking to a second people group. He's saying the first people group were the wicked, but what about the righteous who have turned away from the righteous and stumbled over a sin? And if you, as a watchman, do not warn them, that blood is on your hands. It says, your own people, you do not warn. His blood I will require of you. However, if you have warned the righteous man that the righteous should not sin and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. And you have delivered yourself. There is a responsibility about being in the presence of God and being a Christian that we just don't think about often. And that is that God has placed us in 2025 in the state of Washington to be a mouthpiece for him, to speak truth in love, to be able to come beside people and show them that God has a plan for their life, and it's a plan not to go down a stumbling, unrighteous, wicked way. The hand of the Lord was on me there, and he said to me, get up, go out to the plain, and there I will speak to you. So I got up and went out to the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord was standing there, like the glory which I saw by the river of Shabar, and I fell on my face. And then the Spirit entered me and made me stand on my feet, and he spoke with me, say, go shut yourself up in your house. Sometimes the Spirit of the living God just falls on us in a fresh way. And I want to remind you, if you are a Christ follower, Jesus rose again from the dead, or rose from the dead, and he has placed his Spirit inside of you. The same resurrection Spirit dwells inside of each and every believer. As for you, Son of Man, they will put ropes on you and bind you with them so that you cannot go out among them. Moreover, I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will be mute and cannot be a man who rebukes them, for they are a rebellious people. But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth and you will say to them, thus saith the Lord God, he who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious people. So God's going to open your mouth today in the public square that you may step out in a unique way for the living God. Here's the bottom line. You are sent to your own people. God is putting his words inside of you. Speak the words that God has given you. Do not be afraid as you enter into your workplace today. Take God's word in your heart and listen closely to what it says to you. Speak to them whether they listen to you or not. The hand of the Lord is strong on you today. You've been appointed as a watchman to the wicked so that that blood of the wicked are on your hands because you're going to speak truth to them. Give them that warning and you're going to deliver yourself. You've also been appointed as a watchman to the righteous, and if they're stumbling, be that forewarning of God, and the Spirit of the living God has rested and entered into you, and God's going to open your mouth today. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. And we do learn from Ezekiel, God, that you have called us to be watchmen and watchwomen on the wall, to speak to the wicked and warn them of their ways, to speak to the righteous who are stumbling and give them a warning as well. Open our mouth as we enter into our workplaces today. Give us great boldness, courage, discernment. Lord, let us not be shy or want to be cowardly, but to stand up for what is right in the things of God. God, go before us today. Surround us today. Let us have great love and compassion for the souls that you were going to encounter today, God. Let us hear your voice as you speak to us through your word today. And Lord, we know that we can't just wink at sin or play around with sin. Let us be bold and courageous, and let us step out and do the things that are fitting to please you. Lord, we don't want any of the blood to be on our hands. Let us speak righteousness and truth to them. And God, let us also believe that you are going to do a mighty work in their hearts and in their midst. In Jesus' name, amen. I am so encouraged, and I know that God's going to do some amazing things with you today. Hey, if these daily devotionals are encouraging you, think about becoming a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, $5 a month, $10 a month. It really does help us out to keep resources like this just keep flowing out. And if you haven't checked out fpiw.org and some of our resources on outreach and those kind of things, I want to encourage you to do that as well. Hey, like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.